Hello, and welcome to episode 21 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcasts.
Hi, it's Phyllis Mikolaitis. Welcome back to our bi-monthly podcast. I want to begin today by talking about a book I recently read. It's called 3 Feet from Gold by Sharon Lecter and Greg Reed. The book includes a scenario about a miner who continues to dig for gold where others have previously dug. Frustrated when he doesn't strike gold, he gives up and sells his claim for just a few dollars. The new owner begins his search by obtaining some expert engineering research on the mine. And wow! He struck gold just 3 feet from the digs of all the previous owners. You may be just as close to striking gold in your company as the previous owners of the mine. But by not doing something called going to Gemba, you may be missing opportunities for increased profit, improved quality products, as well as employee and customer satisfaction. What the heck is this going to Gemba, you may ask? Well, it isn't like a walkabout in Australia, but it does involve going to where the action is. Gemba is a Japanese term used in the lean continuous improvement process. It means the real place. Great ideas for improvement and savings in your company come from where the action is taking place, not in reading and analyzing reports in your office. Yes, reports and textbooks are important for concepts and case studies, but only by walking the floor in the factory or the office of your company will you gain insights into your processes and get input from your employees about what's actually happening. A Gemba walk is a very intentional and structured activity that requires management to become immersed in the flow of the product, to observe the current status, and engage employees in the improvement process. A Gemba walk is not meant to apply corrective action to employees, but rather to eliminate waste, determine process improvements, look for coaching opportunities, obtain the requirements for changes in flow, and ensure that employees have the right resources and training to do their job. To obtain an accurate picture, you must view your workflow process from beginning to end. In Lean, you must also apply measurements to determine the current status and then the degree of success of any improvements. Getting the full picture will probably take you several Gemba walks, as it can be overwhelming to take in information of every area all at once. Some suggest following the flow of your business from order to delivery, making each section a separate Gemba walk. It can take several walks in each department to engage employees at each step and observe specific parts of your value creation process. Learning how to take an effective Gemba walk takes time to master. You must learn to ask the right questions, actively listen, not look, but observe and understand the flow and the processes. You must sincerely take an interest in learning what's happening. It takes time, patience, and dedication to achieve mastery. However, the gold you reap from it is worth every bit of the effort. Before you ever take a walk, you must communicate to the employees that you're dedicated to creating a lean culture and that your walks are not for finding fault, but from a sincere interest in what's happening and how you can help them make improvements. Let them know that only by observing and dialogue can you learn about their challenges and frustrations. Buying new hardware or software, or rearranging the manufacturing floor or the office before gaining the real picture can mean wasted dollars and time. It can create employee frustration as well. So take the walk and get the information first. Taichi Ono, the father of the Toyota production system, which evolved to become the U.S. lean manufacturing process, developed a coaching method as a part of his observations. It has come to be called the Ono Circle. The technique requires you to draw a circle near an area that you plan to observe. You then stand in the circle and seriously observe the work processes for an extended period of time. It's not blank or empty staring, but rather observation, in which you dig through the clutter and you ask why 5 times to get to the root of the issue. When walking the flow, executives find it's overwhelming to view the whole process beginning to end all at once. So the Ono circle allows you to focus on one area at a time. The process works anywhere, in the factory, out in the field, in the office, and everywhere else. Using the Ono circle can help you improve your observation skills. Another helpful lean tool is a spaghetti diagram. It's a graphic created using a continuously flowing line representing an item or a person performing an activity in a workflow. It can help you identify redundancies and areas where resource placement or workflow steps need to be improved. Gemba walks are not for manufacturing floors alone. Taking a Gemba walk also applies to the office. However, instead of walking the production floor or the shipping area, you'll pull up a chair and sit next to an employee working on a computer and observe their work processes. You'll observe that there's waste in process steps, in waiting, replying to requests for proposals, updating catalogs, and making changes to terms and conditions documents. There's also waste in scheduling patient appointments, billing, sales, creating job tickets, archiving and retrieving documents, and a host of other office functions. The office is an area filled with opportunities for improvement and elimination of waste. Office areas and workflows were not designed like manufacturing areas. They're organic and they grew and evolved. Therefore, the experts agree they can initially achieve over a 50% reduction in cycle time, process time, and error reduction, as well as rework. With continuous improvement, they can equal or exceed lean improvements in manufacturing.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
A factor that makes the simple processes of lean so challenging is the human resistance to change. For that reason, it's important to promote employee suggestions and to take action on them. It's also important to post visual controls in an area frequently and easily viewed. For example, a Gemba walk in a major hospital outpatient testing area revealed that the staff did not have full compliance with the requirement for sanitizing their hands after each patient interaction. In discussions with the nurses and doctors, the executives found that the hand washing process required long walks to the sink or a sanitation station. The staff suggested putting sanitation pumps in each patient cubicle. A patient survey for compliance was initiated, and the results were posted at the nurse's station and at a nearby electronic patient processing screen. Signs were posted indicating the benefits of hand washing, such as the reduction of infection for both the staff and the patients. Not only were the excellent results of the suggested change posted, but the staff also had buttons of achievement to wear. In the office or a medical facility, there may be strong resistance to accountability and the posting of results, but it's important to stick with the plan. If you begin with an island of excellence, other areas will begin to compete with one another to be the best. It's human nature, so take advantage of it. What are some of the steps that you can take to ensure you have success in your Gemba walks? First, have a plan for your walk. What area will you observe? What are you looking for? What do you hope to accomplish? Is there a customer problem you want to solve? Are you hoping to identify safety issues that can be resolved and benefit the company and the employee? Have a manager brief you on the processes, the people, and the outputs of the area that you're planning to visit. Also, check for the latest information on the work standards, quality, and quantity levels, as well as any known issues and customer or safety concerns. Next, write out your questions and comments that will encourage employees to think creatively about work process improvements. Let them know that you realize they're closest to the process and they can provide valuable insights. Remind yourself to listen actively to employee responses to your questions. This may be a challenge for those of you who are accustomed to people coming to you for advice and problem solving. Active listening involves multiple senses, not just hearing. Take note of the employee's body language. Are they looking you in the eye? Make sure you confirm that you understood what the employee has said by paraphrasing their comments. This type of listening goes a long way towards building trust. Take your tablet or mobile phone for note-taking or video or audio recording. You can review your notes or recordings of what you heard and think about what actions you can take to be of help to that area. A second look at the video along with your notes can help you see things you may not have seen on a first look. Reassure employees that recording of any type is meant strictly to help them. It's not meant for review and criticism. Share with them it will also help you to improve your observation skills and understanding of their issues and suggestions. When your employees see that you've taken time to prepare and that you're truly interested in what they do and how you can help them improve their work processes, they feel valued. They feel connected to the company and its products, as well as its success. As a result, they'll strive to provide quality output and improve customer satisfaction. To help you on your first Gemba walk or to ensure you've been following a structured process and getting the most out of a walk, we've posted two guides in our freebie section of our website. One document is a list of guidelines for a successful Gemba walk, and the second is a list of thought starters for questions. We welcome your suggestions for additions that are specific to your industry. After your initial walks, you may find that you want to schedule a Kaizen Blitz or a process improvement day to shift everyone's thinking and demonstrate quick results. A Kaizen Blitz is an intense and focused approach to process improvement that combines some of the lean tools. It works best when it's focused on one area rather than a company-wide event. You can celebrate the accomplishments of the day by posting before and after photos and having a pizza party or a barbecue. Remember that lean is not something that engages like plugging in a new product like a TV. It's a journey, one that doesn't come easily, but the rewards for you and your company are well worth the effort. It's a proven process with changes in behavior that have worked for other organizations, and it can work to bring you success and sustainability. You'll be striking gold with the savings from waste and the increases in profits. Well, that wraps up our podcast for today. Thanks to my producer and audio engineer, John Schweitzer, for his great work with me on today's podcast. Join me next time when I'll share more hints and tips. I appreciate your feedback, so please send your questions or comments or a topic suggestion to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. Don't forget to visit our website to get your resources at www.salestrainingsolutions.com. Just look under freebies. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook on storytelling, The Secret to Sales Success. The link is on our website next to the podcast and blog post. Watch for our free mini course on Lean in the first quarter of 2018. It's absolutely free, and we guarantee it will be filled with tools, tips, and resources to help you achieve success. Well, bye-bye for now, and happy holiday, and best wishes from John and me for a successful and prosperous 2018.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.